everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email questions to me anytime at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Santa Claus. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't followed my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, why not? Please join or like, as they say on Facebook, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, and join the almost 3,300 moms and dads from over 35 countries that follow us and support one another. We have such interesting discussions and people from all over the world. I shouldn't say people. They're mostly moms and dads. And I would love you to join and help out some of the moms and dads that occasionally have struggles and issues. And that's what we do on the page, which is we support each other. I want to welcome my latest new affiliate, as this is just my second show broadcast on News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm very honored to be on your station there, particularly since it's my late father's hometown. I also attended a semester of college in Ohio, but I'll save that story for another time. A heads up for everyone, it is certainly the holiday season, which we all know. I have a special Christmas show coming up, which will air on Christmas for my WHK listeners, I believe at 7 p.m. Great background music for your Christmas dinner. Lots of fun music and trivia about that music. Trust me, it's fun and quite different. There will be classic Christmas songs and some I'm sure you've never heard before. For my home station in Santa Barbara, it will air in my regular time slot, so don't miss it. For everyone else, it will be available on my website to listen to or download anytime after its initial airing in late December. Today's topic, as always, is based on my A Dad's Point of View column. This time it is based on the column this week, which is called If Not Now, When? Which is inspired by that exact same saying by the revered rabbi of over 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Hillel, who was also famous for the Golden Rule, which the way he said it was loosely interpreted as, or translated as, that which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. That was the way it was originally expressed. That which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. Anyway, he also said, if not now, when? And I wrote a column based on that concept, which you can find my columns, of course, on my website, brucesalen.com, or wherever you read my column, or just Google A Dad's Point of View or my name. And it got me to thinking when I read, there's a book out called If Not Now, When? By another rabbi, Joseph Telushkin, who is somebody that has inspired me over the years, a very prolific book writer and a brilliant man who lives in New York. And he wrote a whole book about it, and I just wrote a column about that topic or that saying, if not now, when? And I applied it pretty much to parenting, but also to our lives. The cliche that time passes so fast and you look back and you think what you did with your life that you regret or what you wish you could have done is very true. The other cliche, of course, that when you have kids, life goes by faster is even more true. And then there's the saying that I am very fond of, that people on their deathbed rarely say they wish they'd worked more. They usually say things like, I wish I'd spent more time with my kids, or I wish I'd spent more time with my spouse. Very rarely do they say, darn, I just wish I'd spent more time at the office. So the idea of if not now, when is, I think, very applicable to the holiday season. We, of course, do carve out that extra time during the holiday season, and most of the time we are happy during that time we spend, and we think, wow, why don't I do this more often during the year? And then New Year's resolutions come around and we give thought to, yeah, I'm going to not spend those late nights at the office, or if you work out of the home like I do, I'm not going to spend so much time on the computer and ignore the complaints of my kids and wife about how much time I spend in my office at home on the computer. I'm going to spend more time with my family and promptly ignore them. So the phrase, if not now, when, has a lot of meaning. And it has a lot of meaning to me. I am sure on my New Year's resolution list, it will be turn off the computer after dinner on a more regular basis. And I may, in fact, as I often do, ignore it. So I urge you to give real serious thought to that. There are regrets that we cannot undo, and then there are things that we can undo. For instance, at least one of the things that I did not make the mistake of is spending time with my parents. I was blessed to have very good, very loving parents. And as they aged, and I was an only child, due to the tragedy of death. I had two siblings, both of whom died, so I was the only surviving child. And as my parents got older and I was an adult, I finally provided them with grandchildren, and we all lived in the same city, so we did get together regularly. At least once a week we would have dinner. And later on, as they got in their 80s, they both became ill, and I made special care to take care of them. And it wasn't fun. And after my father died, my mother had a stroke, and she was pretty incapacitated. But in spite of the frustrations of that, I made an extra effort to be with her. And when my father was still alive, I did things like prepare a very special 50th anniversary party for them. I took them to Israel for a special holiday trip in honor of my mother's 65th birthday. And those memories and those events were hard work. At the time, they were costly things to do for me. But the memories and the lack of regrets and the things that I could look back at, oddly enough, at their funerals, were precious to me. And I urge you, my readers and my listeners, to do those things now, which is what Rabbi Hillel was saying. If not now, when? Because you don't want to look back at the passing of a loved one and have those regrets. We all know about that person that died young. You read about it, and everybody has a friend or someone they know that dropped dead in perfect health. Something happened, a brain tumor, God forbid, an accident, and all of a sudden, they're gone. And everybody knows, gosh, I wish I had said to them how much they meant to me. Or I wish I had not put off seeing them like I did so many times. And I don't want you to do that. I don't want to do that. There are two songs I referenced in the column. One is, of course, the famous Harry Chapin song, The Cat's in the Cradle, which I should have chosen as a bumper for this this show. Instead, I chose Christmas music, but we all know the words of that song, and I don't think you can listen to that song without tearing up. It's about a dad who doesn't make time for his son, and then, of course, when the son is older, he doesn't make time for his dad. Well, duh. Our kids see what we do, and then they do it back to us. So don't model that sort of behavior for your kids. Make time for them. Make time for your parents. And when you're in that sandwich position, I don't care how busy you are, make time for your family. They count. And if your family or your parents aren't available, make time for your good friends. All right, we're running out of time. We have Pastor Drew joining us for two segments today, and Julie Spira joining us for an online dating segment. This is a special guest today. It's a good show, and I'm excited about it. We are nearly out of time. My producer, Richard Dugan, is giving me that frantic finger, not the pointed finger, or not the middle finger. He doesn't do that too often. Usually he's just laughing at me and waving at me and then dialing and screaming, but this time it's just the finger. So our next segment will be the men's room. Wayne Levine, I am happy to report, is celebrating his 27th wedding anniversary in Cabo, Mexico, with his lovely wife, Rhea. We will be back after these messages. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Stay tuned. All right, are we all ready? Aaron?
Okay.
Arnie?
Okay!
Sleigh bells in the snow. The snow.